When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Biggest nerd of the four of us is his. Oh. Bob Dabalina says, the guy who memorizes where everyone in sports history went to college like he's studying for a spelling bee is, in fact, the biggest nerd on the show.
Can that be helped, though? Kind of something you do.
It's like a condition.
It's not like psoriasis.
I don't think psoriasis is what we were thinking.
Although I do see commercials for psoriasis.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can get help for that. Yeah.
Is that when people are, like, dancing?
Well, that's what they always do to take your mind off of all the things they're reading that can hurt you.
Yeah.
Warts.
Hey, but they're dancing. Psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
No, you can't do that.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, Raymond, what a job these guys are doing, huh? He comes back with Revenge of the Nerds. RJ's rejoin was absolutely sensational. These guys are the best in the business.
They're a dynamic duo is what they are.
They really are.
Elite.
Revenge of the Nerds, one of my favorite movies, by the way.
Great movie. I may have to rewatch that. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
If you actually sat and watched it with one of your children, though, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not saying I would watch with the kids. I don't think they're ready for Revenge of the Nerds.
No, I don't think so either. A lot of cursing, a lot of nudity.
Yeah, I think that's probably like a Cass and I. Rewatch it.
Yeah, I don't really though. Like you and Cass are going to sit and watch Revenge of the Nerds together.
I think I would probably attempt it, and then like 15 minutes in, she'd probably be asleep like usual, and then I would finish it. But yeah, I like the movie. I haven't seen it in forever.
It's a very good movie.
It's a great movie.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. They're going to name the cast now.
Well, I don't. Carradine.
Okay.
You have. I don't know who plays. I don't know who. Ted McGinley.
Yeah.
Valarin Balugan.
No, Balugan not in it. Well, I can think of. I don't know who else there is. What's his name? The guy with the crazy hair. He's from 30 something. I can't think of his name.
Who have you named so far? Did you name Booger?
Booger, I don't know Booger's real name. Booger was on Moonlighting, though.
Booger's Curtis Armstrong.
Curtis Armstrong, right. If you give me a name, I could tell you who probably played who that person was.
Oh, you've named Carradine.
Yep.
You got McGinley.
McGinley I forget his name in the movie, but yes.
Stan
Gable.
Yeah, Larry Scott.
I don't know who Larry Scott was.
It was Lamar.
Lamar Luttrell. Luttrell Lamar.
Him throwing the javelin is like one of my favorites.
Oh, it's unbelievable. what's the redheaded guy's name? I can't think of it.
The redheaded guy's name. What did he play?
He was the guy that played the violin. Mark Lewinsky. He was one of the nerds. He was in the fraternity, and he was in 30 something. He was in Field of Dreams.
I got nothing.
He played the husband on Field of Dreams.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name.
Oh, for God's sakes. Do I have to go to...
Timothy Busfield?
Yeah, yes. Busfield, yes.
Yeah.
Busfield, yes. That's exactly who it was.
Glad we got that sorted out.
Yeah, I'm glad we decided to go through the cast. Thanks, Dave.
Why?
We just want to mention Revert to the
when
Nerds.
When Dave hits the topics, he's got to go through the names of people involved.
Yeah, I think we've just solved the...
All right, then! Let's get to the calls.
It's like when Gunling did that soccer conversation a few years back.
Yes.
Oh, Pele? Ronaldo? And David Vannoli?
You know, I didn't like that bit. I want to ban
from
the station.
You should have said something. You should have said something.
Had I realized I had the power to say I don't feel comfortable with this, I would have.
Speak up.
Next time I will. Rich Cimini, sorry I brought you guys down.
No, I don't
no one said you brought us down.
No, I see the way you act towards me.
The apology accepted.
Yeah. So that was just awful radio, huh, RJ?
It wasn't bad. I couldn't help myself. I'm
no,
sorry.
I bet you there are people in the car like, yes, love Revenge of the Nerds. Not you guys.
No, we said we loved it. We didn't want to go down like the entire
his,
cast.
His father was a great actor, too.
What was his name?
I don't remember, but if you said it, I would remember.
Great.
He's passed away. He was a legendary actor.
I believe
Bob Busfield.
Not Bob, but that's Timothy Busfield.
We got time. Let's think about it. Let's figure it out.
I'm going to look up the cast. I'll get back to you on that. Rich Cimini has a tweet. Expected to return. Adios. That means goodbye in Spanish. And maybe back. Expected to return. Morstead, Zerline, Solomon Thomas. Those guys should be back. Adios to Huff, Becton, Dwayne Brown, Cobb, Lawson, Bryce Hall, Woods, and Turner. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maybe back. Davis, Whitehead, Jefferson, Hardy, McGovern.
It sounds like your buddy Corey Davis could come out of retirement.
Great.
A song about him.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did. No, we did. You did.
Corey Davis. No, it's Corey Davis.
I'm taking
the big contract of Corey Davis.
The clapping was too much.
Well, the clapping was just to make sure you didn't get a word in at all.
To drown me out?
Yeah.
Well, you heard Aaron. I mean, Aaron said that he actually, you know, pointed to
James Cromwell.
Good.
Was Mr. Skolnick, by the way.
Super.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers actually, I mean, mentioned in one of the podcasts that he was on that it was Morstead and Zerline, and he wants them back.
I love
their weapons.
Aaron wants them back
because they're weapons.
So then they will absolutely be back.
Yeah, you would think so. And plus, they were great.
They were great.
Morstead was really good. Zerline's good, and now, I mean, dude, the offensive line has to be fixed. That's priority number one. Defense is good. I mean, they brought back Chuck Clark. They signed one of the Niners that got cut.
Yeboah, I believe, is brought back, too.
Yeboah's back. They need to fix the offense or solidify the offense, however you want to frame it.
You do it with the offensive line.
Right. Figure out where AVT is going, if he's going to play guard or tackle. Put him in one spot. Hopefully that helps him stay healthy. You need a left tackle. I mean, your offensive line's a mess.
Offensive line's a mess. I don't like this idea that they're not going to make major changes to the offensive line, though.
They have to make major changes. What do you mean?
You say that, but if you're going to be shopping at the five and dime, who wants that?
Well, you got to draft one, I think, right? Your 10th overall pick.
Right, you would draft one. Correct. That's
so you
one.
Draft one. You got AVT. You got Tippmann. I'll see what you can get out of Carter Warren. But, yeah, you need.
Rick, you need two tackles.
Unless you decide to move AVT to tackle.
Well, you might have no choice but to move AVT to tackle.
Well, but also, I mean, when you look at how much money the guards are going for on the free agent market, I mean, and you're not, I mean, you're not going all in and going to just spend the way that everyone thinks you should spend. That's another problem.
Don't you have to kick the tires on Tyron Smith, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you have to. Oh, John Goodman was the coach in Revenge of the Nerds as well.
Great.
I think I'm done now.
Okay.
So Russell Wilson, it didn't make sense to me last week when the Giants brought him in that they were going to sign him. So, I'm, you know, move on, goes to Pittsburgh. Here's the thing. The name Russell Wilson is exciting, but in actuality, he hasn't been a very good quarterback in quite some time now.
Well, last season wasn't bad.
It was fine.
It was better than anything you had. Was it not?
That the Giants had?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But again, and you said this last week, and I think people don't really see this happening. The Giants are rebuilding. Do I want to bring in a 35-year-old quarterback to start the rebuild?
Well, no, I don't think it was to start the rebuild. I think if you're Joe Shane, you're looking at, you know, how this whole thing unfolded and what made Russell Wilson attractive to now. I mean, he's going to Pittsburgh. You have a guy that's coming off a season where he threw 26 touchdowns, 8 picks, and you can pay him veteran minimum as a backup. So you kick the tires, I guess. I mean, that's the only. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to bring him in, give him the vet men, and then have your $40 million quarterback sit on the bench as the backup?
No, it doesn't make sense. So it sounds like they're going to draft a quarterback. I'm going to draft a quarterback. I'm going to bring in Russell Wilson, and I'm going to have Daniel Jones. How many quarterbacks do I need?
Well, okay. So if it's not Russell Wilson, it sounds like if this is, if the intent of this meeting was to kind of kick the tires, see what he was, you know, what he wanted, and I think he wants a legitimate chance to start, which he'll have in Pittsburgh, and I don't think he would have had here, is you'll have Daniel Jones, who, if healthy, will start the season. You'll sign a backup, and then you'll draft one. So in case something, which usually does happen, you know, Daniel Jones gets hurt, which he usually does, then you're not forced to play the rookie. That you have a guy that could step in.
Right, but don't
he'd
I
be
already
a cheaper? He'd be a cheaper option than, you know, a lot of the backup quarterbacks that are out there right now, because of the unique situation that he's in.
But in your scenario, what's happening with Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones, you'd have Daniel Jones as the starter. You're going to bring in a backup quarterback in case something happens to Daniel Jones.
So you don't want to see the kid at all then?
Well, you won't be forced to put him in till he's ready. Right? I mean, if you take the kid sixth overall and Daniel Jones gets hurt, your people will be screaming to see the sixth overall pick. Unless you have a really good backup. Because the Giants are still going to want to... That's the thing about New York, though. You're still going to want to give yourself the best opportunity to win, too. As you're going through this rebuild.
I guess... I don't know. I never wanted Russell Wilson. Didn't really make sense to me.
No, I know. But for what other reason would you bring him in then? Except the fact that he's the cheapest. As far as backup quarterbacks are considered, with what you'd have to pay him, that's what makes him attractive.
Right. He's attractive because you don't have to pay him any money. Correct.
And you know he can play.
Right.
So now if and when Daniel Jones does get hurt again, you have him as the next guy up.
Raymond, I don't see this. You said that Dan Graziano had a tweet.
I went away from it. I think the Giants had somebody visiting today. I think it was Darius Williams.
All right.
So there's a player. It's nothing earth-shattering, but there's a player.
What I believe the Giants are going to do is, and this is what Jordan has been spouting, is they're going to sign or trade for a defensive end and get to the quarterback on the other side from Kayvon, and they're going to completely retool the offensive line, hopefully once and for all.
It sounds like that's priority number one for them, yeah.
Right, which is why maybe McKinney's not back, which is why Saquon won't be back, because they just deem we have to fix this offensive line.
Well, you have to, because, I mean, whoever your quarterback is, especially if you can invest the sixth overall pick or if you even trade up to get, Drake May or whoever it is, I mean, once he plays, you're going to have to be able to protect the kid to give him the best chance to have success.
All right, so I think something that happened over the weekend really diminishes the Giants' chances of trading up. Right? I mean, Mac Jones traded to Jacksonville for, what was that, a sixth-round pick?
Sixth-round pick.
Yep. Doesn't that signify that New England is going to take a quarterback, or am I missing something?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. I mean, it felt like, I told you that from the time I saw Jared Mayo's an initial conversation or with whoever it was. He kind of hinted at the fact that they were going to address the quarterback position with that third pick. But unless you get to where the Patriots love, one of the quarterbacks, and that quarterback's gone. If it's Jaden Daniels and he goes 2 to Washington, and they're not sold that Drake May's the guy,
right,
or Drake May's a project that they don't want to get involved in, then maybe they trade out.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I guess you could be right, but so they're just so done on Mac Jones, right? If you're done with Mac Jones, you're done regardless.
Yeah, I saw some other report. Again, the problem with X or Twitter, what do you want to call it? Like, you see reports and it's tough to, because the whole, the blue checkmark thing. I also saw a report that Belichick wanted to trade Mac Jones last year, and Kraft vetoed it.
You got nothing in return. Think about these quarterbacks.
Pick.
You're getting nothing. A sixth-round pick. What in the world is Zach Wilson going to get in return?
According to Adam Schein, an NFL Plus subscription.
Ryan Leaf did not like that.
Did not like that.
No, he went right after Adam Schein.
Right after him. It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, but I think the point, without being a jerk, can be discussed. Do you think that Mac Jones is better than Zach Wilson?
Mac Jones was better than... Yeah, I don't think he's as talented as Zach Wilson.
I agree with
better.
That, but as far as accomplished more, he accomplished a lot more.
Yes.
And he went for a 6.
Right, and now he's a backup.
What is Zach Wilson going to go for?
I don't know. You might have to release him.
Is right.
15th overall pick. to a sixth-round pick. Now he's a backup in Jacksonville.
That's right. All right, let's break. We'll come back. We'll get your calls on the NFL. A lot of little nuggets to get to. 1-800-919-3776. What I love about these days also is this is going to be a lot on the fly. Something's going to happen. Spur of the moment, we discuss. And we will next, 98.7 ESPN.
FanDuel's putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types. You got quick bets, live same game parlays, player props, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/Rick and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA, must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Fletcher Cox, he's done.
Retired.
Yeah, that's good news. Jason Kelsey, he's done.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so Eagles losing a lot of talent there just to retiring.
Well, how the Eagles finished their season, man. After getting off to the start, they did.
Brutal. Would you be shocked if the Eagles went like 8-9 next year?
Yeah, I would probably. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be surprised with how much talent they have, but clearly something going on inside that locker room. I don't know if it's with Jalen or whoever it's with, but I mean, Chris Carlin, he did sports talk radio in Philadelphia,
right.
Insinuated that it was Jalen, if that's the case.
I hope so.
I know you hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if it's Jalen Hurts and that's a problem, I mean, that's franchise ruining, really.
Well, yeah, you take him with what they just paid him on top of what happened to Sirianni, and then you hear in reports that it was Big Dom, the head of security,
who was keeping them together the entire season.
Right, he's the one that kind of kept Sirianni in check because he's very emotional. Yeah, that's that's a problem.
That'd be great. Let's go to Irvin in Jersey. Hi, Irvin. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? Good morning. Dave, I kind of wanted to get your thoughts. Do you love the idea of the Giants possibly trading for Justin Fields and maybe go getting Malik Nabers? Are you like, do you love it? Are you like,
I don't love it. I guess I could be talked into it if you tell me that Dable loves Justin Fields. The problem is Justin Fields has never, I mean, he's been in the league for years, has never played in a meaningful football game.
Well, the other problem is if you trade for Justin Fields, now what are you doing? So you bring him in, he's playing year four, he plays and Daniel Jones just sits on the bench? Is that
I
what?
I think that's, you'd have to do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to waste? You're not going to waste another year of Justin Fields if you trade for him. Doesn't sound like the market. It doesn't sound like the market for him is great right
Sounds
now.
Sounds like there's no market for him, actually.
Because then you have to decide on his fifth-year option.
Right. Like, but I would think like Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Justin Fields.
Yeah, I would think that too. Now, I know that Wilson's more attractive solely because he makes no money. But I don't know. Like, if I'm Minnesota, if I'm Atlanta, you know, I don't know where Kirk Cousins is going to go. But if I'm one of the teams that doesn't get Kirk Cousins, if I'm Denver, I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't I take a flyer on a fourth-round pick? If they can't get anything for him,
right,
a third or
Vegas?
Fourth-round pick on Justin Fields?
Yeah, I think they're probably waiting. They're probably waiting to see what happens here. See what it looks like if they have the ability to trade up to get one of these quarterbacks in the draft, go through the interviews and everything else, and then make a decision.
So you think he doesn't get dealt till after all the dominoes fall?
Well, I don't know if it's all the dominoes. I think it's going to depend on, I mean, does Kirk Cousins end up in Atlanta or does Kirk Cousins stay in Minnesota?
I mean, which means that Minnesota, who apparently wants to move up and take a quarterback. But the thing is, all these teams can't move up and take a quarterback. The Raiders can't move up. Minnesota can't move up. The Giants can't move up. Not every team is going to be able to move up and grab that quarterback.
No, right. So one of these teams is going to end up with Justin Fields.
Which I don't think is such a bad thing.
No, I don't think so either. I just don't know if it – I mean, I don't think it fits with where the Giants are at.
Well, I just – I mean, what do you – I think the Giants want to shore up the offensive line, bring in the quarterback, and then slowly build around that guy.
Right, but I think the reason why you would bring someone like Russell Wilson is, and I think it's smart, at least just to kind of kick the tires on, is because he's not making any money, because Denver's going to pay him anyway, right? So he's going to make a majority of his money. I think it's like 30 – he's getting 39, but yeah. It offsets with whatever he's making from, you know, the minimum he's going to make from Pittsburgh is I think they're smart enough to recognize that even as you're rebuilding here in New York, you have to still give yourself the best opportunity to win. And Daniel Jones starting the season, okay, that's fine, that's good, but at some point there's a real chance he gets hurt again, and we have to make sure that that next option gives us a legitimate chance to win. Because if this thing falls apart, like it could, you saw what happened last year. The people ready to fire Brian Daboll.
Tony Dominguez sends in an email. We can't afford to let Daniel Jones play and get hurt. He gets hurt, we have to pay him the whole contract and can't get out at the end of the year. So just don't play him at all? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if it's the entirety of the contract. I mean, the way his contract reads is, so he gets 81 guaranteed at signing,
right?
Which is the signing bonus plus
and
the 2023 and 2024.
Right.
And then it says $11 million of the 2025 becomes fully guaranteed the fifth league day of 2025, and he's got a $23 million injury guaranteed at signing. So $23 million injury guaranteed at signing.
So
you'd have to ask Jordan about how that works.
If he can't pass a physical heading into next season, you owe him $23 million?
It sounds like that, yeah. Well, that was the whole Russell Wilson thing. That's why they benched him.
Right, which I understand, like, two-thirds of the way through the season, but you're not going to play Daniel Jones now because of that?
Well, I mean, no, I would play him because there's a chance that there's some team that does like him, and he comes back and he plays well, and I want to move on to whoever I drafted. Maybe I actually get something for him. Maybe.
I think if he plays adequately next season and then week eight, you're, you know, three and four heading into week eight. And it's like, you know, you're not going to go to the postseason. You trade him for something and now you hand it over to the kid that hopefully you draft in a couple of months.
In a perfect world. Yeah.
Right. And you're telling me that Daniel Jones on, in theory, an expiring contract who's decent doesn't get something in return?
You would hope.
I would think.
Having the ability to get out of the contract. Listen, I mean, it's just the Giants are in a weird spot right now because they can't get out of this deal until after the season. I mean, their dead cap this season is $69 million. They're paying him, you know, his regular cap, it's $47 million. So, I mean, you'd like to think that you have to play him. He's coming off the ACL. Sounds like he'll be ready. And now you're sitting at six trying to figure out what you want to do. It sounds like from everything that you've heard and that you kind of read, it seems like Drake May is the guy that they would love to get. But that might not be a possibility unless they, for some reason, can trade up to three And maybe three's not even enough, but to get up until those top three picks to try to get him.
Right. I mean, what happens if Washington loves Drake May? Now you'd have to get up to two. Maybe you don't. I mean, you don't know. I mean, you assume Williams won. I think I saw something on Friday that said the betting favorite to go two is still Drake May.
It feels like Caleb Williams is kind of like the CYA pick.
Because you have to take him, right?
Right. Like, you can't, if he doesn't work out, how are you going to criticize him? Like, everyone said he was going to be great. Although, I'll tell you what.
It doesn't matter, though.
No, I know it doesn't matter, but I think sometimes in these drafts, like, especially after what they did last year, trading that pick and seeing what C.J. Stroud is. Like, could you imagine if they had drafted C.J. Stroud? Chicago? Who hasn't had a quarter, who has never really had a franchise quarterback?
They'd have a franchise quarterback now.
So you have a depressed market now for Justin Fields, which they didn't think was going to happen. And now on top of that, there are some questions about Caleb Williams. Like, I told you when I had the opportunity, you've done it too, where you get to meet the NBA draft prospects I loved it because it's like what they get to do at the combine. Like, you're asking them questions, see what they are like people, just kind of see how they interact with other people. And I got some bad vibes about a couple players that didn't end up working out. And I think I was with Alan at the time. I was like, this guy is not going to be great. Like, I just did not like his, I didn't like his whole attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't work out. And you're hearing some of that same stuff about Caleb Williams from guys that played in the NFL. Like Taylor Lewan, who played in the NFL, right? Offensive lineman, been around quarterbacks, knows what it should look like, knows how they should act. And he did not, at the combine, like the feeling he got from Caleb Williams.
Interesting.
So you got to take that into account, too.
But I still think he's so mega talented that he'll go one.
I think you're probably right.
Let's go to Nicholas in Richmond Hill. Hi, Nicholas.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love listening to you guys to start my morning. I wanted to wish my birthday neighbor, Dave, a very happy early birthday. Hope you enjoy tomorrow, man. My birthday.
Thank you. Today. When's your birthday?
Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Nicholas.
Happy birthday, Nicholas. What number are we working with here?
How old are you?
So I wanted to call. Oh, I'm turning 17 today.
Nice.
To be 17.
Oh, could you imagine?
No, I couldn't imagine.
It's something. It's fun.
All right, what do you got?
What's on your mind today?
That's for sure.
What's on your mind?
So I'm going to the guard tonight, and I just wanted to know your guys' thoughts on this new trade, Roslovic. I wanted to know if you guys think he's going to help or hurt that Mika line.
It's going to help.
Yeah,
it's gonna help. Yeah, the kid flies.
And happy birthday, Nicholas.
There was instant chemistry.
Thank you.
Line.
Yep. I can't imagine it's gonna hurt, right?
No, it's definitely not gonna hurt. But the kid can fly. He's fast, and it looked like actually, and this is the limited time they've spent together. Like, there was actual chemistry with those three.
Do you like what the Rangers did at the deadline?
I did. Yep.
You did.
I did.
Because a lot of people were saying they didn't. I mean, they didn't get a Gensel, right? They didn't make a massive move.
No, they didn't make a massive move. I mean, they addressed everything that they needed to. I mean, they felt like the deal for Vetrano and Henrique was too rich, so they didn't do that. I do like Henrique, but I mean, they said they needed a right wing to go on that line with Mika and Kreider. They did that. They needed a third line center with Wenberg. They did that, and then they needed some depth on defense. So, I mean, he did all the things that he needed to do, and on top of that, Shesterkin's playing.
Yep, it's different now. Shesterkin. Yep. Played great on Saturday. Rangers blanked the Blues 4-0. Big game, huge game tomorrow night for the Rangers.
Oh, yeah, on your birthday.
Yeah. Carolina in Carolina.
Carolina made some good moves, too.
Yeah, they did.
Getting Gensel, getting Kuznetsov.
It's a very well-run franchise, Carolina.
Yeah, what Vegas is doing, Vegas is going to be a real problem. When Stone comes back, Vegas is going to be a problem.
Yeah, they are. I mean, there's some big boys in the West, huh? Vegas, Vancouver.
Yeah.
Colorado
loading up.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. 1-800-919-3776. Coming up, we go around the league. I mean, get to your calls. 1-800-919-3776 as well. So, a lot to do. We'll get some more Knicks thrown in there. I think a little hockey at some point today. A lot of NFL because legal tampering starts today on 98.7 ESPN.
Spring training isn't just for baseball players. It's time for you to get into shape and ready for the warmer weather. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements To help you shed that fat quickly, then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to make sure you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations close by are available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. Or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get ready for spring with njdiet.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Would you be swayed? And you could say no if you're not. It's fine. To do a free agent frenzy at any point this week.
Ooh. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I think I could.
You think you could?
I mean, it sounds good too. Free agent frenzy
a
sounds
free
nice.
Agent frenzy.
Yeah, I think we could.
What I mean, it kind of starts today. It'll be fully rolling tomorrow, and then guys can officially sign on Wednesday. What day in your perfect world would we do the free agent frenzy?
I think we would have to consult with RJ. He's kind of the compass with these things.
Mm-hmm. RJ?
So we can't do it.
Why? Well, why do you have a can't do attitude?
I was going to say we can't do it. Friday, because it feels too late.
Oh, Friday too late. No.
Even Thursday, probably too late.
No, I just said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So I would say to narrow down to Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, today, before anything happens, it could be attractive. No? No? You could say no. It's fine.
Could be, because it's all speculation.
Right.
Yeah, but I think we get a better sense of what's what kind of real tampering's going on today and then maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe so that's our answer.
I think so. A Tuesday free agent frenzy.
There's going to be tampering left and right.
On my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you'll get tampered with.
Why would anybody tamper me?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's your birthday.
Maybe I get a little handsy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe you get some of that.
Maybe I don't want that.
Beat it.
Maybe I peel your banana for you tomorrow.
That'd be nice. You never peel my banana.
Oh, because you're a grown man. I don't think I have to appeal. I bring it. I buy it. I bring
maybe,
it up.
Maybe you feed me the banana.
Maybe I
here
will.
Here comes the airplane.
I don't think I need to. No, I don't think we need to do airplane. I can just kind of just, you know, sit there as you talk and you can kind of feed you.
Here comes the airplane.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I can't believe he did that.
That could have been your quarterback.
That could have been
the start of the end is what that could have been.
And do you want to have a young quarterback learning from him?
He seems well-liked.
Oh, yeah. Real well liked.
Respected by his peers.
Right. I don't think you question his preparation and his work ethic, though.
No.
Seems like he works hard.
I would agree with that. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say
hello.
So here's what I'm thinking. We do CMT tomorrow, 7:45, 8:15 tomorrow, free agent frenzy.
You'll love it.
Yeah, I like that as well. Let's get to some of the calls before we go around the league. Let's go to Dave in the car. Dave, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning.
you up with thing, and I'd like some feedback.
All right.
I'm looking at Wilson, who just signed with the Steelers, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to be down on this guy. He's got all this ego, all this baggage. The guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame. The guy is one bad call away from heaven.
I don't know about that.
He's one. Okay. So let's say he's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He's one bad call away from his coach from having two Super Bowl rings. All these guys have some type of ego about them. All of them. But when they're winning, you don't hear anything. The guy went to Denver. All of a sudden, he's like,
he's stunk in Denver,
get this
Dave.
Guy out of the NFL.
Dave.
Say
Dave,
again?
Nobody's saying get him out
of
the NFL.
I don't know if it's ego either.
He stunk in Denver.
Yeah, he stunk, and why did he think he stunk? I think the guy who's the offensive coordinator of the Jets had a great deal to do with that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think
it's all on him.
I think there's a lot that goes on Hackett. I also think there's a lot that goes on Russell Wilson. I also think that his best days are well behind him.
Okay, best days well behind him, granted, but I still think the guy has some play in him. The other point I want to make is with Caleb Williams from USC, even though the guy's coming in with $10 million in NIL deals, the guy speaks well, definitive, and then...
All right, we lost Dave there. I guess he was going to defend. I wouldn't be surprised if Caleb Williams was a star.
No, he's got the talent. I mean, that's why I think there's some teams, including the Chicago Bears, that are will be willing to overlook some of the extra baggage that's going to come along with him. Like, there are some things that have happened that would be red flags. That, I mean, I think you're talent-wise, you'll overlook because he's just that talented. And you know your job is going to hinge on whether or not the kid can play. But there are definitely some things.
There's definitely some things, but I mean, the question is it worth the risk to bring him in? And I think for a lot of teams, it would be.
Right, and I think it's going to be worth Chicago's risk. I think they're going to take him. They're going to continue to try to move Justin Fields and see what happens with that, and then they're going to draft Caleb Williams, and then we'll see what happens at 2-3 and what the Giants end up doing. The thing with Russell Wilson is it didn't just start in Denver, the stuff going on with his teammates. And I don't even think it's ego.
Is it just an odd way he acts?
Yeah, I just think it's... I don't know. For some reason, there always felt like there was a lack of respect given to him from the guys on the defensive side of the ball in Seattle. And then when he got to Denver and had all the extra stuff that came along with his office and all the other things, it seemed like he was kind of, he was more concerned about Russell Wilson, the brand, and I don't think that sat well in his locker room.
Clearly, it didn't go over well.
He took advantage
of
it,
right?
Well,
I mean, he had his own office. That's weird, no?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's also, I mean, that's bad on Denver to give him his own office, But they're so desperate to get him that you're willing to do things that you normally wouldn't do. I think all quarterbacks at that level get treated differently. It's just how you choose to handle it. Like, I've heard from a lot of people that when you get treated that way, you have to make sure you go out of your way to make sure the guys feel like you're one of the guys.
Mr. Unlimited.
You got to be inclusive because all the other guys know that you're being treated differently than them,
right.
But you got to make them feel like you're still a part of the team. It's not you and then everybody else.
Well, he clearly didn't do that.
No. And then on top of that, he came in. It didn't seem like some of the explosions that Sean Payton had on him on the sidelines, and Russell Wilson kind of just took it.
Surprised Payton took this job.
Well, it's the Walmart. I mean, it's the Walmart family, so they
get
tons of money.
But why would you want a job with a quarterback? I mean, Sean Payton could have probably gotten a lot of jobs, right?
Well, because he could get out of it.
Well, now
I'm sure he took the job by telling them that, hey, I'll go try to make this work. If it doesn't, then we're moving on, and you're going to eat $85 million.
Right, but now you're behind the eight ball for a while.
Right, but he has confidence in himself that if he builds it the right way, that they'll. I mean, there are a lot of people in Denver that are happy.
I just find it real curious that a coach that probably could have gotten the 10 jobs took this job where the quarterback was someone he had no desire to have, and you had to move on from him, and now you're hamstrung salary cap wise.
I understand that, but how many coaches have you heard say that one of the most important, that they give you the whole like three most important things, ownership?
Yeah.
He must have felt comfortable with ownership in Denver.
I mean,
Denver's a desirable job to be the Broncos head coach.
Yeah, but now you have to try to get over Kansas City, so good luck with that. And you have to do it hamstrung cap-wise. Good luck with that.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at some of these. Look at the AFC North right now. Like, how'd you like to be in that division right now?
Which always makes me go back to the Jets. It's a how the hell are you going to get into the postseason?
you're going to win your division.
You envision the Jets winning the division?
Right now, no. I like the fact that they just had a bloodletting in Buffalo.
I mean, could you go 10-7 and not? You could, I think, right? Go 10-7 and not get in.
Yeah, probably. There's a chance that happens.
Let's go to Jonathan in Bayville. Hi, Jonathan.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. Dave, happy early birthday.
Thank you,
great,
Jonathan.
Best show on air. So my question, let's put the GM hat on for a second and bear with me. So I just want to touch base on Justin Fields, right? What would it take for the Giants or for you to get Justin Fields? What would you have to give up? That's one. Two is, if you're at 6 and you land Justin Fields, you can move back. You have 3 wide receivers and you have Brock Bowers as a tight end available. If you can move back within the top 10, would you be willing to do it if you land Justin Fields?
I guess. I mean, it depends on the run of wide receivers, and it depends,
Jonathan,
on
it doesn't
what
concern
I'm
you
get in return.
Jonathan, it doesn't concern you at all that there's no real market right now for Justin Fields?
Yeah, but if we have Brian, I mean, Chicago Bears has been they've been terrible in a franchise as running a quarterback. I mean, they've been a terrible franchise. I can't blame Justin Fields for being in a poor situation. It's just being like Zach Wilson.
Right. But here's my point, though. Here's my point, though. Like, I mean, if you're one of these teams, and I don't know what's going to happen in Atlanta, I don't know what's going to happen in Minnesota yet. I think they're probably both waiting to see what happens with Kirk Cousins. But what about the Steelers? Right? Do you think Kenny Pickett's good? I don't. Do you think that Mason Rudolph's good? I don't. How long does Russell Wilson have? Like, if it's going to cost you a third-round pick or four, whatever it's going to cost you for Justin Fields, you don't think that would have been a good fit for Pittsburgh? It doesn't seem like people are bending over backwards right now to get Justin Fields.
Well, they're not. There's no market for him. I mean, Atlanta, if Atlanta doesn't get Kirk Cousins, you look at them and say, it's pretty much a team that feels like they're a quarterback away. Wouldn't he be a good fit? And again, you'll pay him nothing for year one, and then you can kind of have that wait-and-see attitude. Isn't that worth a third-round pick?
You would think that all of a sudden you put him in your system. I mean, kid's 25 years old.
No, I don't know that they would want to deal him within the division to Minnesota. But if you're Minnesota and you're going to lose Kirk Cousins and you can get this kid on the cheap for a third-round pick and he's got Justin Jefferson and Hockenson when he returns, isn't that an attractive landing spot? I think it has to draw some kind of a worry around the NFL that nobody seems to really want this kid.
All right, Vegas. I mean, Vegas needs a quarterback.
Right. Denver.
I think you also have to understand, too, I mean, he's through 3 years right now, and you know, you decide on the fifth-year option, and then, I mean, if he plays well, you're going to have to pay him. And is he worth, you know, you saw what Baker Mayfield just signed for.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're probably surprised, too. I remember, like, what was it, a week ago? A little bit more than a week ago, they had that video where it was like, oh, he must be going to Atlanta. And now Atlanta seems like they're all in on Kirk Cousins.
Right.
I don't know. I just think if you can get, I mean, if there's a quarterback that you love, you have the sixth overall pick. You now have the ability to move off Daniel Jones after this season, and then you have the next, 3 years with this young quarterback to get this thing back to where it should be.
Let's go to Brandon in Brooklyn. Say good morning. Hi, Brandon. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope that all is well. Love the show. First-time caller, long-time listener. And listen, Dave, so tomorrow's actually my birthday as well. And I just wanted to call and say happy birthday to you. I wish you best of luck. God bless you. And listen, man, you guys are so, so amazing.
Well, that's really nice of you. And happy birthday to you as well. I hope you have a great day. You know what I don't understand, Rick, is tomorrow's the birthday.
Yeah.
Why are people calling today to wish me a happy birthday tomorrow? I have a brother that does this.
They want to be first to the party.
No, but and Brandon, we appreciate the phone call. You can call at 6 o'clock, 6:01 tomorrow morning. You can call and get on hold for the birthday wishes.
I got some famous March 12th birthdays.
I know Dale Murphy shares a birthday with me.
Daryl Strawberry, March 12th.
Daryl Strawberry also shares a birthday. Who else?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, that's a big one. Iron Man.
Just won an Oscar last night. Liza Minnelli. James Taylor.
Oh, I've seen Fire, I've seen Rain.
Aaron Eckhart.
Okay, nice actor.
Yeah. Who else? I'm not seeing anyone else.
It's quite the day, though.
Yeah, it's quite the day.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yep. Nice little birthday for you.
That is nice.
51.
Yeah, my brother will call on like March 10th and be like, happy birthday. I'm like, it's the 12th. Oh, I just wanted to get there early. But I don't understand the point of that.
To prove how much he loves you.
Not sure he loves me at all.
You guys have a very tight relationship.
Very tight relationship. And then he'll like call you on the Wednesday before. Oh, I just want to wish you happy Thanksgiving. It's tomorrow. Why do you, or he'll call my mom on February 13th. Happy Valentine's Day. It's tomorrow. But
it's
he does
his thing.
It all the time.
It's clearly his thing.
It's clearly his thing. Because I think it's like, I remember now, I might not remember on the actual day. Let me get this out of the way. That's what it feels like.
Because he doesn't want to forget. What's this smart, I guess? I mean, he could just put it in.
And there's a chance you think he just forgets about Thanksgiving or Valentine's Day?
I would hope not. No, yeah. This is also this thing where you can just put it right in your phone and it just reminds you the day of that, hey.
Yeah. I have a laundry list of stuff around the league, so let's go around the league.
It's time to go around the league.
All right, you can comment on them. You can choose to pass on them. There's a lot. There's a lot. We start with Russell Wilson. He's going to sign with the Steelers for a team-friendly one-year deal. Broncos will wind up paying $38 million of that salary for him not to be with the organization.
Yeah, that's wild. Good for Pittsburgh. I mean, when you look at that division and what they're competing against, I mean, it's definitely an upgrade. I think it's an upgrade from Kenny Pickett.
That division is terrifying.
Like, you know you're in trouble when the fans are thirsty to get more Mason Rudolph. You probably need to address the quarterback position.
Right. Pickett feels like that ship has probably sailed. And you would envision that Russell Wilson goes in as the starter to training camp, right?
I think he'll have, I don't know if they've guaranteed him anything, but I'm sure he'll have the ability to at least compete. Best guy wins.
They have some talented receivers. Like, they really are kind of only a quarterback away from being a really good football team.
Yeah, they got a couple good. They have a couple good running backs. Kid Broderick Jones is going to be a stud.
Yep,
it's called the Danger Witch.
You got Deontay Johnson.
Of nice receivers.
Pickens.
Tight ends is
you got
good.
A good. Yeah, Freiermuth got a good tight end.
All right, might have the best defensive player in all of football.
But listen, the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a problem finding and developing wide receivers. They're just having a hard time figuring out what to do with quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger left.
Steelers released veteran defensive back Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, Patrick Peterson gone.
He's gone. Russell Wilson, not the only Bronco on the move. Jerry Jeudy headed to Cleveland for a fifth and a sixth. Jeudy had 54 catches, 758 yards, and two touchdowns last season for Denver. I think it's fair to say he was a tremendous disappointment for the Broncos.
Yeah, I think I was reading something. They wanted to give Mims more of an opportunity. So one of the receivers was going to go. I'm hoping the Jets find a way to get Sutton. That would be great.
I think he's the best of the bunch. I think he's a terrific receiver. You bring in Sutton to go along Garrett Wilson, then you spend your money on offensive line. Now you're making real headway if you're the Jets.
I would love that. Love it.
Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers have agreed to a 3-year, $100 million deal. Mayfield set to make $30 million this coming season. $30 million with $20 million guaranteed in 2025 and $40 million in 2026. That's according to our Adam Schefter. Well, he got paid.
Yeah, good for him, too. Right? I mean, there was not high expectations for that Bucs
team. Not at all. Bet on himself. I mean, fortunate that division is such garbage, but bet on himself and won.
Right. I mean, look at the deal he signed to go there, right? I mean, to at least try to get his career back on track and ends up having a great season, plays really well. They bring back Evans. And now, I mean, he gets the bag, which is good for him.
Right. And they must have told Evans that the intent was to bring back Baker Mayfield, right?
Yeah. I mean, Evans is not going to – I mean, he said part of his thing was he wanted to play – now, I don't know if Baker Mayfield is an elite quarterback, but there was no way he was going to – he was going to sign there for two more years if he wasn't going to have a good quarterback coming back.
And no reason to think that they can't win that division again. That division is lousy.
That division is not great. No, Carolina stinks. I guess if New Orleans can figure it out this year.
I mean, you're going to bet on that?
No, and then I think you look at Atlanta if they get Kirk Cousins.
If Atlanta can bring in a legitimate quarterback, you'd have to say they're the favorites. But you know what? I mean, Tampa Bay did a hell of a job.
Yeah, they did a great job. Good for Baker Mayfield, too, with how his career's gone so far.
You think he lives in the stadium in Tampa?
I don't think
so.
That didn't
work out.
Cleveland
kind of thing.
Well, I don't think that worked out great for him in Cleveland, so he's probably... You know, he'll probably just come, you know, come for the games and then live somewhere else.
The Chiefs and Chris Jones have agreed to a massive extension worth $95 million over 5 years, in which all the money in the first 3 years is completely guaranteed. Jones will have the highest ever average annual salary for a defensive tackle. I'll tell you what, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's
every
awesome.
Penny he gets, he earns.
Well, I remember, too, how, I mean, it was a little contentious there going into last season. He ends up holding out, and they win there, and back-to-back Super Bowls, now they get it figured out. Yeah, that's a monster deal he signed.
Monster deal, but I think it makes sense for both sides. I mean, he's a great player, and he plays great in the biggest of moments. Sorry, RJ.
Right, and they had a choice to make, right? I mean, they decided they wanted to take care of what they thought was their best defensive player, and, you know, they end up losing a really good corner in the process.
Right. Ravens and Justin Matabike agree on another monster deal for a defensive lineman. 4 years and $98 million. That includes $75 million total in guarantees and $53 million at signing. Matabike produced a career-high 13 sacks for a Ravens defense that led the NFL with 60 sacks and then fell apart in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, he's another stud. I still can't get over that Baltimore Kansas City game.
That they ran the ball six times?
Yeah, it still doesn't make any sense to me.
It'll never make sense to you. Like, on your deathbed, you'll be like, they did what?
I mean, what an opportunity that they had at home. And they ran the ball six times.
Was that the whole reason they brought in a new offensive coordinator?
No, I think they brought in a new offensive coordinator to be more explosive with the football.
No, but I'm like they wanted to run the football. And that was that is the genesis of what makes that offense tick. And then the biggest moment, you go away from what your best thing is.
They can run the football. They could always run the football. I think
Why
they brought
they?
A new offense. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I'm not sure anyone can answer that question.
It's ridiculous. 49ers moving on from defensive lineman Arik Armstead. The Niners attempted to work out a restructured contract. Came close, but failed. Armstead played in 12 games with 5 sacks. Is slated to count $28.5 million against the 24 salary cap. Releasing Armstead would save the Niners around $18 million of that number for next season. RJ, this surprise you at all?
Surprising, not shocking. It felt like somebody was going to be on the move. I thought it might be a trade. I didn't think somebody would be outright released. Like you said, David, I'd read that they were very close on a renegotiated contract, but as it got towards the end, Armstead actually wanted to see what his worth was out there. So he must have some intel that there's a big deal out there.
You guys will miss him tremendously, or you'll be fine without him?
They will definitely miss him. Longest tenured Niner. I think as much in the locker room as anything. But, hey, this feels like 4 years ago when they kind of had to reload when they moved DeForest Buckner to Indianapolis. So, stinks not to get anything for him, but wish him the best.
Some Patriots news. Mac Jones headed to Jacksonville in exchange for a 6th-round pick. Patriots own the number 3 pick in the draft. This surprises me. I not that they traded him, that all they could get was a 6th-round pick in return for him.
Yeah, 6th-round pick, but how about for Mac Jones? Now you're backing up Trevor Lawrence.
That's 3 years, right?
Yeah, 3 years.
In New England? So, couldn't have started out better. They make the playoffs, and then since then, disaster.
Disaster. And now what does that mean for, you know, us with Zach Wilson, if he went for a 6?
I bet you there's a coach out there that looks at Zach Wilson's talent and says, let's give it a try, and you can get a 6 for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, give it a try, or do you just, you just kind of slow play it and say, there's no real market for Zach Wilson. Just wait till they get, he gets released and get him for nothing.
It's possible. Wide receiver Kendrick Bourne re-signing with the Patriots, 3-year deal worth up to $33 million.
Patriots need offensive players.
Oh, my God, desperately.
Their offense stunk.
It might have been the least explosive offense in all the NFL.
They re-signed Hunter Henry, too, didn't they?
That's my next story. Oh. Hunter Henry and the Patriots have a 3-year deal to keep him in New England. He's a good player. I think that's a smart move by them.
Hunter Henry's a good player. Yeah. And Bourne was good for them, too. They just got to figure out who's playing quarterback for them.
Right. Well, you would think that they're going to take that at 3, but that remains.
They could use a legitimate. They've done a really bad job. Bill Belichick did not do a great job of finding an elite wide receiver or drafting receivers.
Elite wide receiver? They don't have any wide receivers.
No. what they have. I mean, that's something that they have to figure out.
Worst wide receivers, the Giants or the Patriots?
Oh. Probably the Patriots.
Probably, which is pretty impressive for New England.
By the way, Wandale's you were listening. I like Wandale Robinson a lot.
Robinson's good, and Slayton's meh.
Ohio with the right quarterback will be good.
You're listening to DNR 98.7 ESPN WEPN FM New York. Have you heard this, by the way?
Oh, what?
The Darren Waller still very much...
Yeah, might retire.
Might retire?
Yeah.
So is that what you want if you're a Giants fan?
No, what you'd want is him to be the best version of himself.
Well, I know, in a perfect world, he returns and he catches 84 passes probably, for 1,300 yards. No, I get that.
I would say you probably want him to retire.
I think so, too, which means it opens up that money. Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox retiring after 12 seasons. Had 5 sacks, 17 quarterback hits, and 36 QB pressures in just 15 games this past season. Follows in the footsteps of Jason Kelce, who announced his retirement earlier last week.
That's so, two huge pieces.
Huge
like two,
pieces.
Two huge leadership pieces out of that locker room.
Which makes me thrilled. Some good news for Philadelphia. They will keep Brandon Graham, 1-year deal. He'll become the first player in franchise history to play 15 seasons with the club, passing a mark long held by Chuck Bednarik.
Oh, nice. Nice little nugget.
Yeah, there you go. Bring that to the water cooler today. Good player, Brandon Graham. Always has been.
Mm-hmm.
Had that big hit on Brady in the Super Bowl, which still haunts me quite a bit. The Bears are signing safety Kevin Byard to a 2-year deal worth $15 million. Byard has 28 career interceptions over 8 seasons. Of course, he went from the Titans to the Eagles last year. Free agent now, he will sign with the Chicago Bears.
Safety market is flooded right now.
Flooded would be the accurate terminology. Free agent cornerback Darius Williams. Visit with the Giants scheduled for today. According to Dan Graziano, he was released by the Jaguars before his contract was up. He's free to sign at any time. So he can sign today if he so chooses.
If the meeting goes well, keep him in the building.
Keep him in the building. Don't let him leave. Cowboys and Zach Martin have reworked his deal to free up some cap space, which allows the Cowboys to spread a cap hit over the 25 and 26 seasons. Should 24 be Martin's final year with the organization, Cowboys gained about $13 million in cap space for 2024 by reworking that deal. Raymond does not believe they spend that money in free agency.
No, more two-way mirrors in the weight room. So for the tours,
I think it's a one-way mirror.
Isn't it? Wouldn't it be a two-way mirror?
A two-way mirror means you can see going in both directions, doesn't it?
Right, but that's, I think he messed up, though. A one-way mirror would be is... It's
only
just
they see in, you don't see out.
That's the implication.
Oh, yeah. So they...
Yes.
They
can see through, but
doing,
you can't see
you
through.
You see yourself in the mirror.
Exactly.
No?
Yeah, but isn't a two-way mirror, you can just see yourself. And then the other side can see in. You can only see yourself in the mirror, I think.
Look, I don't know. Up. We're going to need some clarification.
This is starting to make my brain hurt.
I think it's a two-way mirror, though. I never heard of a one-way mirror. I thought a one-way mirror is just a mirror.
So why would you say one-way mirror? You would just say, I'm looking in the mirror.
I think it's called a two-way mirror when the person from the other side of the mirror can see in, but you can't see them.
See, that's
so you're
get...
calling Dalton Schultz an idiot is what you're doing.
Yes.
Now is where it gets confusing because it says here, a one-way mirror, also called a two-way mirror.
Yes.
A reciprocal mirror that appears reflective on one side and transparent at the other.
How could a one-way mirror also be known as a two-way mirror?
This makes no sense.
What sense
no
does that
sense.
Make?
It's a two. I'm telling you, it's a two-way mirror.
I want to go lie down.
It's a two-way mirror. What is a two-way
mirror? Also known as a two-way mirror, makes zero sense.
I thought a one-way mirror is just a mirror. It says a mirror.
Then why would you ever say a one-way mirror?
No. Okay. It's a two-way because he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's a mirror. It's a two-way mirror. Is a mirror that can be used in the usual way from one side, but is transparent from the other side and can therefore be used to watch people without them knowing. It's two-way. You can
we got to come up. We got to come up with a better name.
Well, that's what it's called.
No, forget about using one way, two way. We got to come up with something better.
It's the creeper mirror. That's what it is.
Any person who installs or who maintains after April 1st, 1970, a two-way mirror permitting observation of any restroom, toilet, bathroom, washroom, shower, locker room, fitting room, weight room, motel room, or hotel room is guilty of a misdemeanor.
So it's Jerry's, the misdemeanor. So Jerry's guilty.
Yeah, it's the misdemeanor mirror is what it is.
Okay, yeah, fine. Let's go with that.
Well, this is very troubling.
I knew he was wrong when he said it.
Well, you didn't say anything till today.
Technically, he wasn't, though.
Well, I guess,
it could be either or, according to this.
A one-way mirror, that doesn't make any sense. A one-way mirror is defined as a two-way mirror.
I'm just telling you what I read here.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Tyler Lockett restructured his deal to stay with the Seahawks. Lockett had 2 years and a non-guaranteed $34 million remaining on his 2021 extension. His new deal is for 2 years and has a base value of $30 million with another $4 million available in incentives and nearly $13 million guaranteed for this upcoming season. You think the Seahawks are going to do anything at quarterback, or you think they're going to be locked into Geno for another season?
I think the reason why they picked up Geno Smith's money is to give them the flexibility that, I mean, it makes it attractive to another team that needs a quarterback, but it also financially makes sense if they can't upgrade the position. So they kind of get the best of both worlds.
And they don't have their second-round pick, I know.
No, because you have it.
That's right. And there you have it. That's Around the League. That was nice.
That was nice. That was a lot.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.